Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Here's the backstory. I referred somebody to a colleague. Like most referrals, I went into details about this person's expertise and why I thought this could be a match made in business heaven. Both parties reached out and got together. What happened next really surprised me. The principal of the vendor, who I had an extensive conversation with about the referral, wouldn't talk to my colleague and referred them down the org chart, which started a chain of events that I knew wouldn't end well. Hence this post. This sad situation is a great example that seasoned buyers don't have the same expectations as new players who typically find these big reports useful. Let's drill down on these differences. First up, who they talk to. Buyers in senior positions are used to talking to other people in senior positions. It's a peer-to-peer thing. And here's why. One, there's a better chance there will be a kindred spirit who totally understands their situation. And two, both sides have the power to make adjustments to the initial project for a better fit. My colleague felt like they were being put into a standard process. Seasoned buyers don't like that. They expect a custom fit. Second, these folks want the bottom line. Sure, put all the links and the ideas in there as an addendum or ancillary info for their staff to pore over. But don't expect these buyers to dig for the gold. That's why many reports have executive summaries. And yes, many reports have those, but the specificity is lacking. The reality is that veteran decision makers want two big things from these smaller initial projects. One, they want an insightful assessment of their situation and our approach, and two, they want a direction. What this journey looks like and what kind of results can they expect in what kind of a timeline. If we can provide that, we use these tool of the initial project to the greatest advantage. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.